It is possibly not a good sign that I have multiple working titles for this morning's sermon. From transaction to transformation, or Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth and the Wilderness in Your Wallet, or What's in Your Soul? Hashtag Eternity's Currency. Let's see. In the spring of 2016, Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew announced a bold plan to imprint U.S. currency with new faces. Harriet Tubman on the 20 and Sojourner Truth on the 10. 3 years and one presidential election later, the face on the 20 remains Andrew Jackson's, and the face on the 10 still Alexander Hamilton's. According to current Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin, changing the faces of U.S. currency is not a priority. How different would it be if instead of making my cash transactions with the images of those who profited from the buying and selling of slaves, and sadly, there is evidence that Alexander Hamilton did, although no evidence that he owned any. Certainly Andrew Jackson owned 160 or more. But as I was saying, instead of making cash transactions with those who profited from buying and selling other humans, what if I bought pizza or bunches of spring tulips or bus tickets with the images of black women? Women who, having been born into slavery, defied the laws of the day and became agents of their own freedom and the freedom of thousands more. Women whose lives embodied the harrowing journey from transaction to transformation. What if the answer to what's in my wallet is Harriet Tubman or Sojourner Truth? Today, the commemorations of Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth converge with the first Sunday in Lent. And today, with Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, Jesus and the devil occupy one single piece of real estate on the calendar, a piece of real estate that is a wilderness, or I think more properly, a battlefield. A battlefield on which nothing less than the currency of eternity is at stake. Before we explore that real estate, the wilderness of the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, quick sidebar on commemorations in the Lutheran church year. Pick up those red/cranberry hymnals and turn toward the front to page 15. Lesser Festivals and Commemoration, reads the headline at the top of page 15. And as you can see, there are church history notables sprinkled through every month of the year. When the date of the death of an individual is known, that is usually the date assigned for commemoration. The date when, as a friend of mine used to put it, the date when they joined the larger life of God. Harriet Tubman died in Auburn, New York at the age of 90 or 91 on this date, March 10th, in 1913. However, Sojourner Truth died in Battle Creek, Michigan on November 26, 1883. Now, if you flip a page to the month of November in the commemoration calendar, you will discover that November 26th is vacant real estate. What gives? Lutheran liturgical redlining? As if having more than one commemoration per year of an American woman of color would be one day too much? Open question. Let's look at the context between transaction and transformation in today's gospel. Keep in mind that it is into such a battle that the Holy Spirit sends Jesus having hardly had any time to towel off from his baptism. Jesus, post-baptism, full of the Spirit, which even for Jesus, Son of God, is so much more than being just full of himself. In the wilderness, a place of profound emptiness and isolation, the devil approaches Jesus offering a string of deals. You, Jesus, Son of God, give me X and you can have Y. Give me the satisfaction of seeing you turn stone into bread, and you get the satisfaction of a quick fix for your extreme hunger. You worship me, and I will give you the riches and glory of every nation on the planet. You give me a front row seat to watch your rescue from otherwise certain death by an angel squad, and you get to prove that you are absolutely unbreakable. What the devil is counting on is that Jesus is so full of himself that he will trade on that currency for a quick fix of bread, wealth, or power. But the devil has miscalculated, failing to factor in God's complete disinterest in any arrangement, any setup in the name of religion, which can be so easily co-opted by devils, big D or small d, by those who seek control over the many by the few. Transactional relationships just do not work for God. Had the devil been on hand for Jesus' baptism by John in the Jordan, the devil would have heard that this is Jesus, not God's powerful son, not God's omnipotent son. This is Jesus, God's beloved son, loved with a love that will prove stronger than any breakage, which does not at the same time mean that Jesus will be unbreakable. Unconditional love, that is the true currency of eternity. Love which will be revealed again and again over the course of Jesus' life. Love that will be revealed on his journey to the cross. Transformation, not transaction. Freedom, not slavery. Love that cannot be hoarded. Love that is always seeking to give itself away. What's in your wallet? If your wallet is like mine, your wallet is a wilderness of very, very conditional loves. My driver's license says, Massachusetts will love me in a car, but not on a motorcycle or behind the wheel of a truck. Or behind any wheel if I am impaired. My university ID says that Harvard will love me only in certain places on the campus and only as long as I serve as chaplain. My insurance card says doctors and drug companies will love me as long as I do not get too sick for too long. My credit card says that Capital One will really love me if I use my card for every single transaction, and then will love me some truly outrageous interest and fees if I take more than 29 days to pay off the balance. According to Capital One, the currency of eternity is being in debt till you die. But we stand together in this place, on this date, regardless of what's in our wallets. We stand here with Jesus, Harriet Tubman, and Sojourner Truth, and with them we are the ones being called by the Spirit into this very same battlefield. And with Jesus, Harriet Tubman, and Sojourner Truth, we know we have the promise sealed by the death and resurrection of Jesus that when the battle ends, the devils, big D or little d, are going to lose. Transformation from slavery to freedom is God's only trajectory. Love, unconditional, God's only currency. Lent is a time for examination of daily routines. Routines as frequent as the number of times a card with a chip is placed into a reader or a bill is pulled from a wallet. It is a time for understanding that from God's point of view, we could not be more aligned in love. So claim that, trust it, live it. Live it in a way that feels like we place before us the images of saints that have gone before us, saints like Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth. Like these are the ones in whose paths we follow, making certain that we are not the ones who will treat human beings as commodities. We are not the ones who treat neighbors as transactions. Regardless of what's in your wallet, this is God's promise, and it is unbreakable. What's in your soul is the Spirit, and that Spirit fills. And it is the same Spirit with the same power that God put to work when God raised Jesus from the dead. Amen.